Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the Endowment for the Business of Government. We created the Endowment in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. Find out more about the Endowment by visiting us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our conversation this morning is with Don McCrory, Deputy Chief Financial Officer at the National Science Foundation. Good morning, Don.
Hello. Good morning, Paul.
And joining us on our conversation is Jay Grimion, also with PwC. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, Don, let's start by talking about NSF. I'm not sure many of our listeners really understand its mission or its activities. Could you describe them for us?
The National Science Foundation is an independent agency located in Arlington, Virginia. We have about 1,200 employees who are involved in what we use almost analogous to a venture capitalist organization for the government, where we do grants to basic research and science for math, engineering, and the basic disciplines. We have also 300 independent rotators from universities around the country that come into NSF and help us do our business. We have a budget of about $4 billion. 95% of that goes out the door in research grants, with about 5% dedicated to the management of the organization. So we're a very lean organization in terms of administrative overhead to our organization.
And what type of people are there besides the people on rotation in terms of the skill sets of the staff?
About 75% of the people at NSF have PhDs. They normally come from university backgrounds. The organization actually has a feel of a university, of a campus atmosphere. So it's not your typical government organization. The organization does have two operating directorates. One is the budget, finance, and awards management, and we basically are the business office of NSF. We take care of the awards, the administration of the awards, the financial aspects of the grants, and we also do policy and outreach on grant policy. We're very involved in the e-grants initiative of the president's management agenda. We have a very robust finance and accounting system, grant system, and we basically are a leader in that area in terms of in the initial president's management scorecard, we were rated a green in financial management, basically on the business processes we've been able to automate in that area.
How big is the average grant, or how do the grants range?
Well, that's an interesting comment because that's a contention we've had with the Office of Management and Budget, where we're trying to increase the size of our grants. The average grant size now is at about $120,000. They'd like to double that. And that's being looked at in terms of a study of, is there more benefit to the science? Is there more benefit to the principal investigators that get grants? If the duration period is extended, will we get more successful solutions to grants? Will the hypothesis bear out in a finding? So there's a lot of information being looked at there. There's a lot of the independent committees of visitors outside of NSF are providing us input whether that will make sense to increase the size of our grants. And of course, you know, it's a tight budget situation, so we're looking at that. Right.
Don, you wear a couple of different hats at National Science Foundation. Can you describe your roles and responsibilities as the Deputy Chief Financial Officer?
Sure. We have 33 people in my division, and we're basically responsible for all the business processes of NSF. We have a business system in our grant system called Fastlane, which is our total business system from cradle to grave, where we get the proposals in the system, awards, awards management, and post-award monitoring of our grants. And we have a system basically that's analogous to an automated teller machine that our grantees can go in at any time and request cash against a grant. And we can monitor that with internal controls of our finance system and determine if there's money available, if they are able to draw money. And they can automatically pay themselves. And we don't get involved in that other than just to review the payments on a daily basis. Conversely to that, each quarter they must submit expenditure reports to us in our finance system. And we do that through an Excel spreadsheet, which we communicate with our grantees through the Internet. They pull that down. They were able to fill out their expenditures, report it back to us, and we're able to apply that right to our FAS system basically seamlessly. We're able to basically pay $4 billion a year with about four people. It's all done with automation. And then we have a section of core accountants, which does the financial reporting of the government, our financial statements, ensure the accountability report is prepared, works with our IG and our independent audit. And we have a small systems group that also is involved to support the business systems of NSF. So we're able to do a lot of work with a very small staff of about 30 people.
Let's talk about your career before you joined NSF. How did you arrive at your current position?
Jay, I started out at the Department of Treasury in 1985. I was basically a journeyman accountant working on balancing cash, reconciliations, 224s. Had the green eye shades on doing that sort of work. But at that time, the Chief Financial Officers Act came in 1990, and I sort of got involved in that at a very early process. At that time, financial statements were new. The government had no accounting standards. So I got very involved in that at Treasury, and I spent 12 years there working on basically producing the first CFO financial statements for the U.S. Secret Service in 89, 90, we did that. So they had the very first financial statements. Then from there, I moved to the National Science Foundation, where I was the chief of the accounting operations branch. Basically, at that time, NSF had not had a clean opinion on their financial statements. We're still grappling with the accounting standards at that time. So I came in, and we're at the point now that we're probably one of the cleaner financial shops in the government. And became the deputy CFO in 1999 when my predecessor retired at that time. So basically, I have close to 20 years in the federal sector.
I'm saying you look like such a young guy. You accomplished so much in
well, you know,
years.
Actually, that's I am sort of an anomaly. There's not many. I mean, my age, I'm 40, and there's not many people in the government that are at the executive level that are 40. Only because, you know, human capital planning in the government is general. It's a critical issue. It's one of the president's management agenda that we have a very expert group of people at the 50 plus age, but the next generation succession planning is not there. And I don't have a lot of peers in the federal government in terms of managers in their ages of, like, say, the 40 to 45 range. And that's that. I think GAO has recognized that human capital planning is a high risk area, and so we're, you're right. I am. Thanks for saying I'm young.
Well, what drew you to public service?
Well, I moved to Washington, D.C. I graduated from the University of Pittsburgh back in 1983, and I moved to Washington, D.C. And actually, at that time, I just wanted to actually decide to work for the federal government, see if it, try a stint in the federal government, so to speak. It was interesting work. I wanted to work at the Department of Treasury. And the federal government is a large employer with a diverse ability to have different careers and basically work for the same employer. So I very much enjoyed the federal sector. It's very interesting work. And I think the CFO Act and just being at the front end of that and basically being part of implementing audited financial statements in the government has been a challenge and a very interesting challenge.
What of the different positions best prepared you for your present position?
I think the working in accounting, working with statements, standards, being able to be part of basically formulating standards, certainly not independently formulating, but we were there at the time when people were saying what makes sense in terms of presenting assets on a balance sheet? What are the proper liabilities of the government? What is stewardship reporting? What is statement of net cost? Is an income statement in the federal sector the same in the private sector? What are the issues there? And we aren't the same as the private sector, but yet we want to have the same type of model. And all those issues have been very interesting to work on. I think being part of the accounting operations over at the Secret Service and then becoming over the operations at NSF have been basically the foundation that's taken me to this level.
And how did you transition from just an accountant, I don't mean that in a bad way, to a manager of a large staff? When did that shift take place in your career?
Well, I think it came when I came to NSF. NSF is a small, delayered organization. There's a lot of talk in the federal government now about delayering management and getting people to the front lines of organizations to do the work. NSF did that 10 years ago. We're there. I mean, even though I'm the deputy CFO, I work on a lot of day-to-day stuff. And I think that's what sort of prepared me. When I was chief of the accounting operations branch, I had much, much more responsibilities in NSF than I would have at the Secret Service, only because of the nature of the organization, much smaller, much more agile, much more at the front lines. And I think it was at that point where I had a lot of contact at high-level meetings in terms of audit issues, issues that affected the foundation in general, that it sort of cut my teeth on leadership skills, was able to sort of launch me to the next level.
Well, we're at a good stopping point. Stick with us through the break as we continue our conversation with Don McCrory of NSF. When we come back, we'll ask him about their green light on the OMB management scorecard. If you don't know what the scorecard is or the significance of getting a green, you'll find out when the Business of Government Hour continues.